Here's this hour's news from the Arkansas Now Newsroom. Today, the Arkansas Board of Education approved draft emergency rules for carrying out the state's new Education Freedom Account program that will allow public funds to be directed to private school tuition and related expenses for eligible families. The emergency rules will now go to the Arkansas Legislative Council next week for final review and will likely become effective August 1st, according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. And the Arkansas Department of Agriculture's Natural Resources Commission approved over $200,000 in funding for two water and wastewater projects benefiting over 11,000 Arkansas residents. The city of Helena, West Helena received a $100,000 loan, and the Massey-Alexander Levy District received $103,000. And professional soccer is coming to the state. The United Soccer League and USL Arkansas have announced plans to establish men's and women's soccer teams and build a 5,000-seat stadium in Rogers, costing about $15 million. From the Arkansas Now Newsroom, I'm Hannah Campbell.
Hey there, Arkansas. I'm Carrie Lake from Arizona, and I'm joining your mission to take back America county by county to restore faith in our election process. Arkansas plays a vital role in this mission, led by Colonel Conrad Reynolds and the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative. By demanding hand-marked paper ballots, we will ensure the integrity of our elections and rid ourselves of non-transparent voting computers. Call your Justice of the Peace and insist on hand-marked paper ballots for your county. To become part of the movement and learn more, go to avii.org. Together, we will take back America county by county.
Hey, folks, I'm Colonel Conrad Reynolds, a retired U.S. military intelligence officer. My friend Carrie Lake is right. We can take our country back county by county. Arkansas is the tip of the spear. We are setting the pace for the country. This is a collective effort. Let's call our JPs and tell them we want hand-marked paper ballots. Visit avii.org, paid for by the Arkansas Voter Integrity Initiative.